We're glad that we can have matins online this morning, and all of you can participate electronically where your power and technology makes it available to you for stream or download later. We're glad to have as many online as we do. For the sake of the cleanest of audio as possible, we encourage everyone to mute their microphones. We're going to ask Pastor Adler to keep his open. He'll sort of function as a cantor, helping sing the congregation's responses and the canticles and the hymn. So I encourage everyone to participate at home, to sing along as you're able. You don't obviously need to stand or sit if you want to. You certainly are free to do that. But to be as involved as possible. The services of the Lord are not ever a spectator sport. They're not just a show that we watch, but they're something that we participate in as we seek and receive the forgiveness of sins through His means of grace. So I encourage you to participate. If you've got your hymnal, the bulletin is there with the outline of the service. The only thing that you won't have in the hymnal is the responsory for Epiphany, which is on the back of the bulletin. Or if you're using the flow through PDF, everything should be right there in order for you.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Christ has appeared to us. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also.
Let us see His ears, and He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people
of His
hand.
The additional psalm is Psalm 67. I will sing the antiphon, and that will give you the tone, and then we'll sing the rest of the psalm responsively.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make
his face to shine upon us,
that your way may be known on earth,
your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
Glory be to the Father,
and
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Sinners though I be,
Jesus shed his blood for me,
that I might live on high, lives that I might never die,
as the branches to the vine, I am his and he is mine.
Joy that lifts the soul.
Sermon of St. Paul. The first reading is from Acts, the 9th chapter. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were open, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise, and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who has made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from Galatians, the 1st chapter. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, "He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." And they glorified God because of me. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
The third reading is from Matthew, the 19th chapter. Then Peter said in reply, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold, and will inherit eternal life. The many who are first will be last, and the last first." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On this morning, that earlier forecasts of extreme winter weather prompted Pilgrim's leaders to cancel our usual every Sunday divine service and instead have this virtual only matin service, I wanted to start out with a little hot chocolate. No, not the heated drink consisting of cocoa powder, warm milk, and a sweetener that we call hot chocolate, but the British soul band named Hot Chocolate. You do not have to be very old to know Hot Chocolate's 1975 hit rhythm and blues song titled "You Sexy Thing," as the song subsequently was used in television commercials for Burger King sandwiches and for Pantene's Pro-V conditioner, not to mention being used prominently in a Hollywood movie. The song's first and often repeated line is, "I believe in miracles," and it relates to the singer's self-described heavenly transformation from being on his own and lonely to being with someone and in ecstasy. In today's first reading for the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, not human erotic love, but God's self-sacrificial love in Christ
is behind the truly heavenly transformation of the Pharisee Saul's, one of the ways or Christianity's chief opponents, to the Apostle Paul, one of Christianity's chief proponents. His transformation is no more or less miraculous than our transformations. In fact, his transformation, to paraphrase Hot Chocolate, we might say that each of us believes because of a miracle. Today's first reading is the divinely inspired St. Luke's narrative account of St. Paul's conversion from the book of Acts. Acts later also records St. Paul himself twice retelling accounts of his conversion. And in his own epistles or letters, St. Paul also refers to his conversion, as we heard in today's second reading. In that second reading, St. Paul briefly contrasts his former life in Judaism, how he persecuted the Church of God violently and tried to destroy it, with his latter life in Christianity, for which life God had set him apart before he was born, and to which life God called him by grace. So we should think also of God the Father's involvement in St. Paul's conversion. Even though the first reading does not mention God the Father, but describes Jesus, the Son of God's, appearing to Saul on the road to Damascus, and refers to Saul's being filled with the Holy Spirit at the hand of Ananias. Multiple scriptural accounts of St. Paul's conversion from his encountering the resurrected Jesus Christ have not stopped others from speculating that something like sunspots or seizures or psychosis were behind what happened to Saul. Though none of such alternate explanations account for all of the details that we heard. Rather than those alternate explanations, the holy God appeared to the unholy man who fell to the ground and was blinded in order to serve God's purposes. Despite Saul's religious upbringing, theological education, and vocation as a Pharisee, he did not truly know the God he claimed to serve, who had revealed himself in Jesus. Later, St. Paul described himself as the chief of sinners, as we sang of ourselves in the office hymn. Truly, by nature, you and I are no better than Saul. We also, by nature, are ignorant of God and opposed to him, spiritually dead in our trespasses and sins, and deserving of both death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. Apart from our being enabled by God to repent as Saul did, as perhaps is evident by his fasting and praying in Damascus. The church year's current season of Epiphany emphasizes God's revealing himself in the human flesh of the man Jesus. And Jesus' appearance to Saul on the road to Damascus is arguably the greatest revelation of the Son of God in the man Jesus during what we call his state of exaltation, after his burial, when the man Jesus always and fully uses the divine attributes communicated to him by the Son of God on account of their personal union. My making such proclamation is not essentially different than Saul's proclaiming in the synagogues of Damascus that Jesus is the Son of God, and his proving to the Jews who lived there that he was the Christ, the Messiah, the long-promised Savior. So also the Lord identified himself to Saul as Jesus, which name refers to the Lord saving his people from their sins. Out of God's great self-sacrificial love for even our fallen humanity, Jesus took on our sins and carried them to the cross, and there died as our substitute in our place, the death that we deserved. And he was resurrected on the third day. When we turn in sorrow from our sins and trust God to forgive our sins by grace for Jesus' sake, then God does forgive us. God forgives our sinful natures and all of our actual sins, whatever our actual sins might be. God forgives us through his chosen instruments, through men like Ananias and St. Paul, preaching his gospel to groups such as this group, even groups gathered virtually via Jitsi, and administering his gospel to individuals with water in holy baptism, with touch in holy absolution, and with bread that is the body of Christ given for us, and wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us in the Holy Supper. Even what then Senator Al Gore called the information superhighway can be, as it were, our road to Damascus. Through God's word and sacraments, God works the miracles of our conversion, just as God worked the miracle of Saul's conversion. The means of our miraculous conversions may be more humble than with Saul, but our 180-degree turn is no less dramatic than his. Truly, each of us believes because of a miracle. Today's collect of the day will pray that God, who turned the heart of him who persecuted the church and by his preaching caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world, would grant us ever both to rejoice in the saving light of the gospel and, following the example of the Apostle Paul, to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Of course, we spread the gospel to the ends of the earth, both together as part of this congregation and the church at large, and individually according to our vocations. The one Holy Spirit leads us all to repent and believe and gives us different gifts in order for us to serve our families, congregation, and other communities. And not we, but the Holy Spirit convinces those to whom we speak. If they reject the message spoken by us, they reject not us, but the one who sent us. And such rejection can lead to our suffering for the sake of God's name, as rejection led to St. Paul's suffering. But we can rejoice in our suffering and know that our suffering eventually will come to an end. As Jesus describes in today's third reading, everyone who has left houses or family or lands for his name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Maybe on this cold morning, the hot chocolate that you might desire most was not the hot chocolate with which I began. But God's being willing, you have come to appreciate my paraphrase of hot chocolate that each of us believes because of a miracle. With faith in Christ, we have peace and joy already now, and we will experience that peace and joy most fully on the last day. As we prayed in the additional psalm, God is gracious to us and blesses us and makes his face shine upon us. so that his way may be known on earth, his saving power among all nations. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We praise you, O Lord,
acknowledge you to be the Lord. The earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. You are the keeper of infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When we let overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify you, and we worship your name forever and ever. Grant, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us, our trust is in you. O Lord, in you have I trusted, and you never be confounded.
We won't die. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you turned the heart of him who persecuted the church, and by his preaching caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant us ever to rejoice in the saving light of your gospel, and following the example of the Apostle Paul, to spread it to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, may the prayers of those who in any tribulation or distress cry to you graciously come before you, so that in every situation they may recognize and receive your gracious help, comfort, and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither running into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Again, we're glad that everyone who was able to join us live via Jitsi did so, and I'm sure others will stream and download later as their technology permits them. We know at least the Gibsons are without power and internet and phone access and all those sorts of things. Do check on those you know and love and care about and make sure that they're doing all right. And offer as you're able to provide warmth and shelter and food and all those other important things, at least for the next couple of days while we wait for some warmer weather to clear the streets and so forth. It is important for the church to continue to have cash flow, so even though we did not obviously collect an offering this morning here in person, we do encourage you to send your contributions to the church or contribute electronically directly to the bank account so that Debbie can continue to pay the bills and keep the church operational. We will have a council meeting if we have a quorum. So stay online if you're able and willing to participate in that council meeting. And Remo's going to relocate us either to the conference room or back to the parish hall. And we will begin that meeting just in a few minutes. So again, take advantage of the opportunity to go to the bathroom, whatever you need to do, and we'll look for you downstairs.